A smash hit challenge was served up to city shoppers as they took on a ping pong robot. Visitors to Castle Mell were challenged to show off their table tennis skills and compete for a prize. Pressure told for some as the robot fired balls at them for 30 seconds while they attempted to knock down a stack of 30 cups at the opposite end of the table. The entrant who knocked down the most cups won a £20 voucher to be spent at any store in the shopping centre. Competitors made a suggested donation of £1, which went to Castle Mell Charities of the Year, Open and Headway Norwich and Waveney.
A finance director who diverted £12,000 of company money into his personal account has been banned from holding a directorship for 6 years, but escaped immediate jail. Last November, Andrew Warman admitted abusing his position as director of Griffin Green Limited by receiving payments which were meant for the company. Warman was banned for being a company director for 6 years and given 16 months in prison, suspended for 2 years, and ordered to carry out 200 hours of unpaid work.
People will be able to refill water bottles for free at shops, cafes, businesses and water fountains across England as part of a scheme tested in Norfolk. The refill project aims to prevent the use of tens of millions of disposable plastic water bottles a year as part of efforts to curb plastic waste on land and in the seas. The region's water supplier, Anglian Water, has been an early partner in the project and launched trials in Norwich and Hunstanton in October last year. Members of the public are able to use an app on their phone to find the nearest refill point or look out for a sign in shop windows. There are already more than 60 points in Norwich, 20 in Hunstanton, as well as in Cromer and Downham Market.
I had to change the music for my son in the back of the car. This is just one of a long line of feeble excuses given to police officers by drivers caught using mobile devices behind the wheel in Great Yarmouth. Another motorist claimed they were switching off an alarm. However, no excuse that can be given is a valid reason for using a device while driving. This is the message police are determined to get across through its latest campaign.
Over the festive period, 17 police officers were assaulted in the line of duty, prompting the chairman of Norfolk Police Federation to call for a proper deterrence from the courts. The Police Federation's campaign to protect the protectors is calling for a change in legislation, tougher sentencing, better training and access to equipment, more accurate data on police assaults and improved welfare support. Andy Simmons, chairman of the Norfolk Police Federation, said officers are simply fed up with turning up for duty in an ever-demanding job, working hard to protect, only to be punched, kicked and scratched, headbutted and spat at. Officers want protection in the form of a deterrent from the courts when they sentence offenders.
Plans for a petrol station near Norwich have been turned down after councillors heard there was a real risk the city's drinking water supply could become contaminated. Monty Blackburn and Pigeon Investments were hoping to build the petrol station, along with the drive-through KFC and Starbucks, in the heart of the Postwick hub. The site is located next to the A47 and the A1042 and has previously been used as a vehicle compound. Speaking at Broadland District Council's planning committee meeting, Nick Walters from Anglian Water raised concerns about the potential impact on a nearby groundwater source. The company's borehole, which provides drinking water to more than 60,000 people in Norwich, is located 200 metres away from the proposed development. But Mr. Walters said the petrol station's three underground storage tanks sat above a chalk deposit, which Anglian Water extracts groundwater from. Well, that's all for this edition of Chatterbox. Don't forget that Chatter Round will follow at the end of this recording. When you've finished with this memory stick, pop it in the wallet supplied and drop it in a postbox, preferably by next Tuesday, not forgetting to turn the address label over, and there's no postage to pay at all. Don't worry if you haven't listened to everything by next week. Keep your memory stick until you've listened to all that interests you. We hope you've enjoyed listening to Chatterbox, and our thanks go to our loyal volunteers who make up the production team. The editor was Sarah Lusher, and the sound recordist was Stephen Cox. We always like to hear from you, so please ring us on 01603 765 365. The office is not manned every day, but do leave us a message on our answer phone and we will return your call as soon as we can. If you prefer, you can email us at contact@cbtn.org.uk. You can also visit our website at cbtn.org.uk. So from me, Sophie Yeomans, goodbye.
And me, Richard Matthew, goodbye.